plain water.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, welcome to the second half of the Common Sense Show. We're sure glad you're joining us wherever you have to live here in the United States and all over the world. We probably get 15% of our listeners from outside the United States. I think that's interesting. People listening to us in China and India. So we're glad to have them spend the weekend with us as we update what's happening in the news. We got a jam-packed first hour. We covered so many subjects, and I'm trying to talk about what's happened in the past week that's made such a difference that people are talking about. One subject is the legalization of marijuana. It seems like that legalization is on the rise. I believe there's about 14 states in that range that have medical marijuana or with a doctor's prescription under certain circumstances. You can go ahead and obtain marijuana. You hear about that so much in California. Then we see just recently that the state of Colorado has completely legalized marijuana. You can go buy it no matter who you are, and you wonder, is this change in opposition to drugs taking a tremendous focus and getting momentum? What's all this change? What is driving the force of making so many states look at legalizing marijuana? I see in my home state of Louisiana, a special legislative committee has been formed just to talk about the legalization. Liz Peek is my guest. She's a columnist for Fox News, the Fiscal Times. She writes about a cross-section of issues. She's got a Wall Street background, got pretty good solid knowledge about what people are thinking about, where the country is going, and she writes her website information about Liz is on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Liz, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you have raised some questions about this whole legalization on the rise. I thought it was interesting, Liz, that Friday's Wall Street Journal ran its lead editorial that went about two-thirds of the page on the Colorado's pot experiment. They raised some concerns. But quite frankly, they said, well, other states can see, I'm quoting, other states can see how legalization works out in the stoner state, which is what they're calling Colorado. They didn't really condemn it, though. They seem to think that this is a trend that is moving forward and that people ought to look at what's happening in Colorado to make a decision as to whether their state should go ahead and discuss the whole flow. And I'd like you just to comment on the marijuana politics, if you will. What do you think the change that has been brought back so much in the last few weeks, or the last few years, what's causing all this change and this focus on marijuana?
Well, it's a really good question because it surely has been a pretty dramatic change. I think a number of things. First of all, the fact that some 20 states have made marijuana legal for medicinal purposes has sort of brought it into your backyard, if you will. The notion that it can be controlled and monitored and sold without any great upheaval in society sort of opens the door to the idea that that also could be extended to recreational sales. But I think the reason I wrote this piece about the legalization trend is because it seems to me it's being done for very much the wrong reasons, and this gets to your issue of politics. What's really driving it is that almost every state in the union is looking for new revenue sources. They've been hit hard by the recession, by public employee union costs, by the fact that sales taxes are evaporating because of the rise on online shopping. And so almost every state in the country is looking for new money. And the thought is that they can legalize pot, slap a pretty hefty tax on it. In Denver, for example, I think it's 33% tax. And, you know, do very well in terms of collecting revenues. And on the flip side, presumably there'll be some cost saving from fewer people in jail because of marijuana smoking. In other words, the law enforcement of laws which are not being very widely followed, those costs go down. But but the thing is this, you know, that's, we have an opportunity, as the journal said, to look at Colorado. This is a federalist, system of government, which is terrific because we do have states that experiment, so we'll be able to watch what happens in Colorado. But what we know, because there have been studies now, in fact, there's a 34-year study which followed thousands of people who used marijuana over a period of years, we know it's not good for you. We know that if you start smoking pot as a teenager, which, by the way, is illegal, even in Colorado, you can't do it under 21, but kids getting hold of this drug and who use it regularly over a period of years lose cognitive capability. They get stupider. And I think that study was kind of a wake-up call to a lot of people who are involved in drug enforcement and, you know, drug counseling. This is not reversible. In other words, if you smoke cigarettes, your lungs get better after you stop. This is not reversible. If you damage yourself as a kid smoking marijuana, it's forever. So that and other studies which show that this marijuana of today is extremely toxic, extremely addictive, much more powerful than the marijuana or weed that everyone smoked in the 60s and 70s. It's just a different thing. And I don't think people are very well informed about it. Polling has shown that the people who voted in Colorado, yes, a majority approved of it, not a huge majority, but a majority, but a lot of them really don't know very much about it. So I think we just need a more robust debate.
Yeah, but it seems like, though, outside of what happened in Colorado, that you take most states in this country, that you don't see real leadership bringing up the subject to say, let's at least debate it. You don't hear anybody who's listed as a potential candidate for president talking about it. They walk around it. And I know it's a very controversial issue, but I think you're right on the money. Most listeners don't realize the damaging effects that it has. On the other hand, you don't see publicized efforts on the part of law enforcement to speak out. Maybe it's because it's gotten to where they're so involved in as you said, arrests on what they consider maybe a minor crime that they don't want to put their resources there. So, like I say, the momentum, when you talk about Obamacare, when you talk about another lot of many national issues, you've got strong proponents, mm-hmm. but you also have strong opponents, people
yeah,
really
people
saying
on
this
both
is
sides.
Just...
I think you're right, and I think one of the interesting things that's developed is, if you consider this sort of one more chapter in the culture wars, though the culture wars have typically, whether it's violence in video games or, you know, name something else, the people who, conservatives, I would say political conservatives, typically line up against such permissiveness, right, or increasing permissiveness. But today, let's face it, we have a very strong libertarian upsurge in the country. You know, if you talk to conservatives, generally, they fall into two camps right now. There are a lot of people who say, hey, look, you know, this isn't going to hurt anybody. I'm a libertarian. You know, I'm a fan of Rand Paul. And I think this is a very interesting schism on the right. And this is one of the, oddly enough, this is one of the topics or issues which is being sort of strangely neglected because, the libertarians don't want to deal with it. They kind of like the idea of getting the government out of your bedroom, out of your house. Let me do what I want. And I had a really interesting debate with someone recently on this topic, a libertarian. And, you know, it's just not a very pragmatic, it seems to me it's not a very pragmatic mindset. I mean, I understand it. I think it's very appealing to young people. But you can't really, in other words, let's think about legalizing marijuana as a step on a drug continuum. Do you legalize then cocaine, and do you legalize heroin?
Liz, will you hold that thought? I've got to take a break. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Liz Peek. She's a columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times, and you can find out information about Liz and her website at my website at jimbrownusa.com. It's all listed right there. Let's take a pause and let me freshen up my coffee. Interesting debate, marijuana. Is it going to be legalized all over the country? We'll talk to Liz some more right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown. Marijuana, legal in Colorado. Is it going to be legal in your state? We're talking about it here this morning. Liz Peek is my guest. She's a columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times, written extensively about a variety of issues, but zeroed in on this. Liz, I was amused at you saying it's kind of all Jeff Bezos' fault, and I wish you'd elaborate on that so my listeners understand that often important decisions about your lifestyle, about your health, are made not based on what's good for you, but what's good for the state, what's good for the pocket pocketbooks, what's good for the to balance the budget of states. If the listeners don't know, Bezos was the founder of Amazon, a multi-billionaire who just bought the Washington Post, and he's really changed the focus of internet shopping. Comment on that, Liz, about how that has affected the bottom line of many state budgets.
Yeah, sure. The advantage that Amazon has over many brick and mortar retailers is, of course, that they don't charge sales tax. So in some cities like New York City, where I live, the sales tax is, you know, almost 9%. And that's a pretty hefty difference in terms of the price of a flat screen TV or something like that. So across the country, states have been losing revenue as the online shopping blitz has hit, you know, big time. And we've seen that it is going to continue over the last holiday season. You know, spending at normal stores, your local neighborhood stores, and even the big box stores didn't really go up very much. What did go up is spending online. And look, we all love to sit in our pajamas at 11 o'clock at night and buy our Christmas presents. That's pretty terrific. But Amazon has really just walloped, and other online retailers too, but they're the biggest of them, really creamed not only the traditional retailers, but also sales tax revenues. So a couple of years ago, that was about $11 billion that came out of state coffers that they were expecting. My guess is now it's probably around $16 billion, maybe more. And what's kind of depressing about this, in my view, is this is something that the federal government should fix. I mean, either we agree that this is a good thing, that online retailing is going to have this advantage, which is a disadvantage for the states, or we say, okay, we're going to fix this. We're going to figure out a way that the same sales tax has to be charged whether you're buying online or in a store. Now, most of us will say, well, wait a minute, don't tax this because I'm, you know, making out like a bandit here being able to buy this stuff with no taxes. But the truth is, it's not, in my view, it's not really equitable, and it has also far-reaching implications. In fact, I'm working on that today on employment. I mean, all these companies like Macy's, which laid off 2,500 people, JCPenney, which is shutting down 33 stores, those are enormous numbers of jobs going missing. So I'm getting a little off track here, but I think this whole issue of online retailing and sales tax collection is really kind of a big deal. But anyway, back to the marijuana thing, one of the things that's hurting the states is that they are losing all these sales tax revenues. And so, again, they're looking for new sources. Nobody wants to be the tax raiser right now. That's unpopular. But, you know, legalizing pot, that's very cool. That's hip. People, you know, that sort of seems like an attractive place to go.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And just an instance to tell you how complicated you say, well, let's just make the, you know, anybody out of state that sells over the Internet, they got to pay the sales tax, whatever it is. One problem they got to deal with, there's about 4,000 tax districts in this country. Now, I've got a small publishing company. I publish a couple of books a year. And I saw this morning that I had three orders, I think one from Nevada and one from Utah and one from Iowa, that bought a book off our little website. So I've got to pack those up. I don't know what the sales taxes are in those 4,000 districts. If Congress goes ahead and nationalizes the collection of sales taxes or allows the system to do so, you know, they got to look out for some little guy like me, because I can't do business if I've got to sit there and figure out everybody's sales tax in every district in the country. I'm just showing some of the problems that come up from the other end, from Amazon particularly, but from a small guy like me and other small retailers, small sellers throughout the country. So,
I think that, you know, I'm sympathetic with that. It's not a quick fix, or perhaps we would have done it, although I would also argue that various legislators who are responsible for the fix have been basically bribed by Amazon and others by saying, oh, you know, we'll come and put a distribution center in your state, or we'll do this for your state or whatever. You know, and so they've been kind of bought off. You know, really and truly, it is overly complicated, probably, all these tax systems and localities, but all you need is a computer program where you put in the zip code and boom, out you come with the sales tax. So I don't think it's something that can be that daunting. And I agree, for a small business operator, it's just one more annoying thing. But, you know, you have to, I think you'll have to kind of weigh that against what I see really is a future with just fewer and fewer jobs in the retailing sector, and those jobs are not going to be made up by online shipping and selling because a lot of that is automated. I think, you know, I actually think in this country we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that the employment outlook is just terrible, and at some point we're going to have to start really assessing public policy in terms of whether it adds jobs or not. And this, I think, is one where you will add jobs if you basically say, okay, everyone has to compete. It's level the playing field. Online shipping is, you know, spending is great, but we just can't afford to give you guys such an advantage that you're putting all these people out of work.
Look into your crystal ball for me, Liz. I mean, you look at issues. You write about a variety of issues. So use your projections. You think right now it is illegal to sell marijuana by federal law, but the Obama administration has said they're not going to enforce this law. Got the presidential election coming up in two more years. You think it'll even be an issue? You think, these candidates are going to be asked about it. Are you going to enforce the law? Are you going to repeal the law? What do you think the prevailing view is going to be of those running for president in 2016?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would surely hope that this is not a pressing issue in the 2016 presidential debates. It probably will come up. I would also hope that there is some emergence of resistance to this. We were beginning to talk before the commercial break about this potential of legalizing marijuana. Then again, the next question will be, well, do we legalize cocaine? You know, where does it stop? I think it's ironic that the same month that we had legalization of pot in Colorado, the governor of Vermont gave his entire state of the state address about the ravages of heroin in that state. This is a huge crisis for the state of Vermont, that they have a gigantic heroin addiction problem. I mean, so I think the answer is yes, this is going to be an issue, but surely Obamacare and employment and some other things are going to be more important than this one. I actually think there will be an emergence of parent group or something that, you know, like MADD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
And Liz, I'm very, very sorry I got to cut us off because we're out of time and we go national right now. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Liz Peek. Her website and more information about her is on my website. What's your website, Liz? It's LizPeek.com?
Yeah, LizPeek. Thank you for mentioning it.
Well, listen, I hope we can talk some more. We'll call you back and then continue this discussion. It's not going away. Thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Be right back.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, there's a big scandal on the part of Walmart over in China. I don't know if you heard about this story or not, but Walmart has apparently five-spice donkey meat is very tasty and something that's a delicacy if you live in China. They eat donkey meat. They eat dogs, too. A lot of dogs are consumed over there. Well, apparently Walmart was substituting fox for the donkey. In other words, instead of eating the donkey, you ate the fox. And so it's not that the Chinese people are upset. They just wanted labeling. They wanted proper labeling. They want to eat the fox, and they want to eat the donkey, and they want to eat their squirrel, and they want to eat their dogs, and that's all fine and dandy. It's no big deal. They just wanted it labeled correctly. And the issue is to give you the choice, but to let you know just what you're getting. It's a big issue in my home state in South Carolina. I've got a lot of listeners up in South Carolina, over in Georgia, because a number of legislators want to put a federal law in place that says you are prohibited from choosing horse meat to eat. Now, look, I've had a lot of horses in my day, and I love horses. And according to Senator Graham, very popular senator in South Carolina, there is no human way to slaughter a horse. Well, Senator, I'm not sure there's a humane way to slaughter anything. Remember the prisoner who was put to death here just last week, and he gargled and gagged for about 45 seconds, 50 seconds, as the chemicals were destroying his body and burning up his body. And was that humane? You know, I'm not sure there's a humane way to put anyone to death. I guess wringing a chicken's neck, is that humane? Taking a sledgehammer to a cow, is that humane? Or putting 100,000 volts into a death penalty recipient? I mean, there's no really humane way to do it. That's not much of an argument. So horse meat should not be consumed in this country. Now, if you know anything about horse meat, it's a real delicacy all over Italy and France. I was in France, and there's you've got the horse on the emblem outside the butcher shop. It's a real delicacy. It goes for a lot of money in a whole number of countries. Russia, very popular to eat horse meat. I don't think I'd like to. I've never eaten horse meat, never eaten donkey. I've eaten a fox. You know, I live down in the part of the country where people eat about anything. I kind of chuckled because I know, with all due respect to my friends in South Carolina, you know, they're not noted for having a real creative palate particularly. But when our senator from Louisiana, this lady Mary Landrieu, gets all upset about the horse, that's a different story because how can I say this kind of delicately about me and my home folks? We eat just about anything in the Bayou State, and I mean anything. Horse meat, quite frankly, is rather a tame choice. I mean, how much do we live to eat a real variety of Cajun delicacies? Let me count the ways. There is a festival down in my part of the country built around food practically every single weekend. Every single weekend. And horse meat pales in comparison to a variety of other local cuisine. How about some of these delicacies? You know, and many of them appear at your local restaurant. How about alligator sauce pecan? There's a variety of crawfish choices, grilled rabbit, squirrel stew. I wrote a cookbook called Jim Brown's World Famous Squirrel Stew and Other Country Recipes with all kinds of game like this. Venison goulash, and that's Bambi. We don't seem to be, Senator Landrieu doesn't seem to be very concerned about Bambi, so she has no problem with venison goulash. Nutria chili. You know what a nutria is? It's a great big rat. We make a chili out of it down here, and it's pretty popular. Possum fajitas. A lot of people, how about the mountain oysters? That's cow's testicles that are a real delicacy down here. I'm not making this up, folks. And, of course, my personal favorite, smoked raccoon. Some years back, I spent the better part of a day with former Louisiana Governor Jimmy Davis. Now, remember Jimmy Davis? If you pick one of the most popular songs in America, it's You Are My Sunshine. Well, Governor Jimmy Davis, who starred in a number of movies and wrote and sang the song, You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine. That song, by the way, is the state song of Louisiana. It is the state song. The other night, dear, when I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. That's the best my state can do in terms of their inspiration to young people about You Are My Sunshine. I love the song. Quick story to you, quick side story. I'm over in Bangkok. Had to go over there on business a couple of years ago. Had a day free, so I went up to the Golden Triangle. Golden Triangle is where Cambodia and you have several countries come together right there along the what's the name of that river up there that comes right down? I've reached a blank here on it, but my a senior memory loss. At that Golden Triangle, I went in to get a bite to eat. It was lunchtime. Dirt floor, nice little restaurant, had a rice and basic restaurant there, and there's a very nice little American girl, and rather a little girl from over there in that part of the world. And she wanted to impress me, I guess looking out for a good tip, and so she was trying the best to speak her English, and she was doing some karaoke, singing some karaoke songs. And I asked her, what's your favorite American song? Without batting an eye, she starts singing, You Are My Sunshine, without batting an eye. So this is over in Thailand. So in any event, Jimmy Davis's favorite recipe was a coon stew. He'd cook up a coon. You boil a coon for about 12 hours, and you slice it up in little pieces, and you fry it, and you put it into a stew. That was his favorite dish. So a little horse meat would be a piece of cake. And as I say, they eat horse meat all over the world. Apparently, though, there's some concern because horses are more like a pet. Should you be able to? Well, I'm not going to eat a horse. But like economist Thomas Sowell put it this way, the most basic question is not what is best, but who should decide what is best. Let me tell you that again. The most basic question is not what is best, but who is to decide what is best? So these politicians in their wisdom, here's what they've concluded. They concluded that it's okay to eat Porky Pig, Donald Duck, Bambi, Bugs Bunny, and even the goose that laid the golden egg. But please, please, please don't mess with Mr. Ed. You know, don't mess with Mr. Ed. Okay, so let's just put this into perspective. The big controversy in China today is labeling fox that you eat and donkey. We don't have that fight over here. And I don't care what you eat. There are certain protections that should be brought in by the Federal Food Administration. They should be sure that anything that is slaughtered, whether it be your beefsteak you eat or the fish that are maintained, are done in a proper way so they're not tainted in any way. And that's something that I think we all would agree on. We don't want government to stay completely out of the fold, particularly with imported goods. So many foods of ours come in from outside the country. I want to be sure they're safe when my family and I sit down at the table. But as long as they're safe, then even though I have an aversion to a particular animal, should I make the decision as an elected official, as a politician, as a senator or a congressman, to say what you can or what you cannot do? That's the issue, you see. That's the whole issue. I'm not going to eat a donkey, and I've had a fox cut up of a stew one time, a long, long time ago. I don't doubt I'd eat it today. By the way, did you know that in the United States, horse steak used to be on the menu at the Harvard Faculty Club? At Harvard University, at the Faculty Club. So our prime intellectuals had no problem with hippography, I guess. Eating horse meat is what that's called. Hippography is what the term is right there. But apparently it's a real problem. With all the problems we have in this country today, we've got members of the United States Senate, including my home senator, Senator Mary Landrieu, and Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the top senators from South Carolina. With all the problems we have in this country today, they and others seem obsessed by horse meat. Unbelievable, unbelievable. By the way, the new mayor of New York City wants to get rid of all the horse carriages. Every time I go to New York and put my grandsons in a horse carriage, we ride around Central Park. Really, it was such a joy. I've done that for years. Did it with my son many, many years ago. I love the carriages, but oh, we just can't have those horses mistreated. It's not humane, the mayor. Mayor, you're way off base. You're way, way off base. Let the carriages stay in Central Park. Hope all of you folks listening up in New York City, throughout New Jersey, agree with me. What a treat to go around Central Park in a carriage. Coming back for our final segment, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change, and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Man Cow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Remember when the president went about a month ago to Nelson Mandela's funeral, went over to South Africa and gave his respects to a world leader, the first guy that spent 28 years in jail and became president of that country, South Africa. And so the president, in his wisdom, decided to go over there and speak, which is fine. That's his choice. Some people would agree. Some people would disagree. But once he's there, you know, he's the president of the United States. I mean, they fly helicopters, and they fly it not by themselves but in cargo planes, and they take limousines, and they take massive security precautions with the logistical efforts of hundreds of people, security forces from the CIA and the FBI to protect the president, right? Which they should do that. I mean, the president needs to be protected, especially in this time in which we live. So he gets up to speak at Mandela's funeral, and as is often the case, they've got a sign language interpreter that is moving his hands around, and nobody knows where he comes from. Well, nobody can understand the guy either, because he's saying things that don't make any sense. He's not really a certified sign language interpreter. He doesn't know what he's doing. Well, that was his, but so that was, might have been a mistake on the part of the South Africans, and that was okay as long as he was checked out. I mean, the guy is 3 feet away from the president, right? 3 feet away, standing there, giving his interpretation of what the president, the leader of the free world, is saying. So we assume, well, he was checked out by these hundreds of people who logistically spent hundreds of thousands of hours planning for the president's trip to go to South Africa. Well, it turns out that the guy has been accused of all kinds of crimes, including murder, and not just any murder, because he had a mental condition. The guy had a mental breakdown, had a mental condition. He was not charged to be sane to be tried in this murder. But several of his compatriots were, who all implicated him, and they said what they did. They gave the guy a tire reception. They put a tire around the neck of those they wanted to kill and fill the tire with gasoline, light the gasoline, and burn these people to death. Burn them to death. And this interpreter was part of this effort. He'd faced a murder rap. He's schizophrenic. He is completely unqualified to even be in the audience, let alone 3 feet from the President of the United States, 3 feet away. So here's the question to you about the inadequacy or the ineptness of the Secret Service that comes under the Justice Department, the FBI. Do you check these people out? I mean, it goes back to what we said in that first hour of the show today about President Obama calling his press conference, rarely has a press conference anymore, had a press conference to talk about this NSA spying on every single American. And so the system under Obama wants to gather every single email, every single telephone call, every single Skype and every type of transmission electronically of any kind on every single American, and yet they can't even put a system together to check out a schizophrenic attempted murderer who is there given the sign language 3 feet from the president. I mean, how inept can you get? How inept can you get? Everyone involved should have been fired for that. Well, it was a lot of pressure. We went to this funeral. Hogwash. If you couldn't secure the president, he shouldn't have gone. He shouldn't have gone in the first place. And that's just ineptitude of the worst kind. So they want to take all of our emails and all of our telephone logs and stick it in the database, which is not used, obviously. It was not used in the murders that took place up in Boston. Going all the way back to 9/11, the information that was there. These yo-yos want to get the information, but they don't know what to do with the information, you see. And it goes back to what we talked before about the ineptness. You don't want to let individuals interpret these laws. Laws have to be very clearly spelled out in the books for your freedoms and my freedoms. And if they're not spelled out correctly, then we are the ones who suffer because you have so much ineptness in the federal government today and all levels of government. And Evesel Brown, you were in public office for 28 years. I was. I hope I was not labeled as one of those who were inept. I think I ran a pretty good office as Secretary of State. Had several of the papers in my state say I was the best Secretary of State in history. I was the insurance commissioner, got some accolades for what I did. Now, I'm not the perfect public official. Now, okay, Brown, you've patted yourself enough on the back. I understand that. I understand where you're coming from. But there are a lot of decent public officials out there, but boy, you've got to have the guidelines. You've got to have some very solid authority as to what you do. This whole Chris Christie scandal. Some of you in my part of the country don't even know who Chris Christie is. He's the governor of New Jersey who has been labeled as the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. Has a huge jump on all the other candidates. Kind of a no-nonsense guy who tells it like it is, former prosecutor, looked pretty good on paper. Didn't kind of play too much politics, so we thought, until this recent bridge scandal, then a new scandal I heard on national news broke today about how, with Hurricane Sandy, that the governor of New Jersey would not put out a certain grants unless you met his guidelines of who you hired or who you gave contracts to, this kind of thing. And a lot of you listeners up there, WENJ, that's 1450 AM in Atlantic City, WPGG, listen to me up there in Atlantic City. Got a huge listenership at WVNJ, 1160 AM, all over New Jersey. You know you're consumed by that Christie scandal up there. I don't know where it's going. I'm not real keen. I listened to some of Christie's press conference he had on Friday where he was trying to kind of alibi about, well, I don't want to say alibi. He's trying to explain that he knew nothing about these things that went on. Hard to think that he's fired his four top people, and they all were doing things not to benefit them. They weren't like they were making money or getting sweetheart deals. They were doing what they thought the governor wanted, but he said he knew nothing about it. But I listened to what he had to say, and if I could give some advice to Governor Chris Christie, drop the word I from your vocabulary. Everything in the press conference was I this and I this and I this. You never said we. You never talked about us. You never talked about all of us in America, all of us in the country. You talked about this doesn't reflect what I've worked so hard to achieve. Actions have consequences, and I'm living up to that right now. I am not a focus group tester. I am who I am. I am not a bully. I am humiliated. I am heartbroken. Governor, cut the eyes out. Let's talk about what we can do together, working with legislators of both parties, and how we can straighten out your problems up in New Jersey. Just drop the I or me out of your vocabulary. Talk about us and we and be inclusive. The I stuff does not serve you well, Governor, and you can do a heck of a lot better than that along those lines. But in any event, I going back to what I said there before about being an effective public official, you can't just let public officials be guided by their whims or saying, well, I know what I'm doing. This is in the best interest of the state or the best interest of the country. That's basically what Obama said about the whole security apparatus on Friday in his press conference. Well, kind of trust me, we're going to get this thing straightened out. Yes, I appointed a group of 50-some-odd people to look into this and make recommendations, and yes, they made a lot of recommendations, but I'm not really going to follow those recommendations. We're going to try to find a way to make all this work, but blah, 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 blah. If you have a law on the books, you should follow that law. And hopefully this whole disastrous issue will be shaken out by the courts, to where those laws are very specifically put in front of the governor, so there'll be no misunderstanding about what is going on. So one more comment in the news before we shut down. By the way, I saw a story, again, in a New York newspaper, maybe the New York Post, about the fact there's a big fight up there between the governor up in New York City and the attorney general. And the attorney general is investigating all types of fraud on Wall Street. So they fined J.P. Morgan $613 million. That's my bank, Chase Bank. I use them. But the money was all that happened. No criminal involved. There's no criminal involvement doing anything like this. All they're doing is sticking a big fine, and then the fines are deducted from our income taxes. You and I end up paying more money because the fines are deducted off the income taxes. These companies know how to wheel and deal and take these tax breaks, and fines do nothing. You've got to bring some criminal charges in cases like this. All right, I could go on and on and on with you. I'm out of time. I'm sure glad you joined me and put up with my rants today. Jim Brown's Common Sense, my website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to the website. You'll read my weekly columns. You'll have some fun. Hey, you folks have a good week. Glad you joined me. I'll be right here next time, same station, same time on the Common Sense Show. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.